I'll now pass the mic to Jane.
Farmers, pensioners, motorists, detectorists and redshanks all feature in our final set of news stories. The farmers have had a reasonable but not record harvest. 225,000 pensioners in Norfolk and Waveney risk losing their winter fuel payments. Hundreds of motorists have been nabbed using their phones whilst driving in Norwich between January and April. The detectorists found 3 silver coins in Fakenham, and the redshanks are finding Norfolk is a haven for threatened waders. Tim will begin with the farmers.
East Anglia's farmers are relieved to have gathered a solid average harvest this summer, following earlier fears of potential disaster during the soggy spring. Across the region, arable growers have reported respectable yields after ideal dry harvest conditions enabled a speedy return for the combines. While it won't be a record season, the signs are it'll be below average yield across the UK. Most farmers are thankful that the crop has held up better than expected after a nightmare start to their growing year when 6 months of rain delayed plantings and forced many to switch to spring crops rather than winter ones.
An estimated 225,000 pensioners in Norfolk and Waveney risk losing the £300 winter fuel payment because of government cuts, new data from the Department of Work and Pensions has revealed. The figures, compiled by the House of Commons Library, notably also show that North Norfolk has the 4th highest number of people in the country who could be affected. There are an estimated 25,796 pensioners in the district who do not receive pension credit. They would lose the winter fuel allowance under the government's plans unless they receive other benefits.
Shocking new figures reveal hundreds of motorists have been caught using their phones while driving in just the few months of this year. In total, 236 drivers in Norwich were caught using their phones illegally between January the 1st and April the 30th. Of this number, 41 were required to attend court where they could face larger fines and driving bans. Brackendale saw the most offences recorded, with 41 drivers caught. Boundary Road and Dereham Road came in second and third place, with 28 and 15 drivers penalised. Holding and using a phone, even while stationary, is a criminal offence that attracts a penalty fine of up to £1,000 and 6 points on a licence. As part of the data released by the police, the youngest driver was 20 years old and the oldest was 79. Around 68% of drivers stopped in the city were male. Sergeant Adrian Hales from Norfolk's Roads and Armed Policing Team said, "Our focus has been on mobile phone use, including while stationary or in slow-moving traffic. When you're engaged in a phone call, your hazard perception decreases, as does your situational awareness. You are less likely to notice hazards right in front of you, even at low speeds or when stationary. The phrase used is that you're looking but failing to see, as your concentration is elsewhere. Any distraction while driving shows very similar effects on your driving behaviour as those driving under the influence of alcohol. While it's not an offence to use your phone on an in-car hands-free device, the distraction level is still the same." Changes to the law in 2022 expanded the meaning of using a mobile phone, making it illegal to even illuminate the screen while driving, as well as check the time, unlocking the device, and making or receiving a call. There are some exceptions, such as calling 999 if it's unsafe or impractical to stop, or making a contactless payment in a drive-thru. However, in most cases, you should wait until you're safely parked before using a handheld mobile phone.
A hoard of 23 silver coins unearthed in North Norfolk may have originally been buried due to the feelings of unrest during the Boudiccan Rebellion. The precious find was made in Fakenham by metal detectorist Barry Mears in September 2022, with an inquest held to determine whether it was treasure. While the hoard consisted of 23 coins, just one was subject to the inquest process. During the hearing, which lasted a few minutes, a report from Norfolk County Council's numismatist Adrian Marsden said the coin weighed less than a gram and could be dated back to pre-biblical times. It was dated between 30 and 10 BC, minted from Icenian silver and bore a picture of a horse. It was likely to have been hidden around the time of Boudicca's revolt, which took place between 60 and 61 AD. Yvonne Blake, area coroner in Norfolk, concluded that the coin was treasure due to it being more than 300 years old and made of silver. The find is the latest in a long list of discoveries made in Norfolk, with statistics showing that more treasure is found in the county than anywhere else in England and Wales.
Norfolk is a vital breeding haven for a threatened wader, the first ever full survey into their numbers has revealed. Researchers from the RSPB found 597 pairs of breeding redshanks on salt marshes between Hunstanton and Weybourne, in what they say is the most complete survey to be carried out in the area about the wading bird. It means that for the very first time, conservationists can demonstrate just how important the salt marshes in North Norfolk are for the species. Redshank numbers fell by 49% between 1995 and 2020 due to habitat loss and climate change. North Norfolk holds 3% of the UK's population of breeding redshank, making it a major breeding site in the UK. Ed Tooth, the RSPB's conservation officer for the Wash and North Norfolk coast, said, "These results tell us just how important this area of salt marsh along the North Norfolk coast is for redshanks and other wading birds, such as oyster catchers."